This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The United States conducted military airstrikes in eastern Syria against facilities belonging to what the Pentagon said were Iranian-backed militia. The Pentagon said Thursday's strikes were retaliation for a rocket attack in Iraq early this month that killed one civilian contractor and wounded a U.S. service member and other coalition troops. U.S. President Joe Biden's decision to strike only Syria and not Iraq, at least for now, also gives the Iraqi government some breathing room as it carries out its own investigation of the February 15th attack. The rocket attacks on U.S. positions then were carried out as Washington and Tehran are looking for a way to return to the 2015 nuclear deal abandoned by former President Donald Trump. On Thursday, President Joe Biden called Saudi Arabian King Salman as his administration is set to release a congressionally mandated declassified version of an intelligence report that is expected to find the king's son, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, approved the 2018 killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The White House readout of the call noted the recent release of several Saudi American activists and affirmed the importance the U.S. places on universal human rights and the rule of law. The White House did not provide an explanation as to why the readout did not mention Khashoggi, who was a legal U.S. resident with U.S. citizen children. The Trump administration rejected demands by lawmakers to release a declassified version of the report as the White House prioritized arms sales to the kingdom and alliance with Riyadh amid rising U.S. tensions with its regional rival, Iran. For more news, join us at VOA News. By remote, this is VOA News. Advisors to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration will meet later today to discuss the vaccine from Johnson & Johnson. The FDA is not required to follow their recommendation, but nearly always does. Two other vaccines are already in widespread use here in the United States from drug companies Moderna and Pfizer BioNTech. A shot from AstraZeneca and the University of Oxford is in use in Britain, Europe, South Asia, Brazil, Mexico, and elsewhere. Johnson & Johnson's clinical trial data does not look quite as impressive on paper as the others available here in the U.S. It is about 66% effective against infections that cause from moderate to severe illness. The Moderna and Pfizer BioNTech vaccines both reported about a 95% overall efficacy. But experts caution that the studies are not measuring quite the same thing and should not be directly compared. Donald Trump supporters who launched a deadly assault on the U.S. Capitol last month have indicated they want to blow up the building and kill members of Congress, according to the acting chief of the Capitol Police. Yogananda Pittman told lawmakers Thursday the threat suggests extremists could target the Capitol during an upcoming address by President Biden, as she pushed for continued high security around the building. About 5,000 troops remain on duty at the Capitol since Trump's supporters stormed the Capitol last month, vandalizing building, injuring officers. Five people died in the violence, including a Capitol police officer. More than 200 people have been charged so far for their roles in the riot, including some with ties to far-right fringe groups such as the Oath Keepers and Proud Boys. Hong Kong began administering its first COVID-19 vaccines on Friday. People aged 60 and older, healthcare workers, among the 2.4 million people currently prioritized to receive vaccines. Participants so far will be receiving the vaccine by Chinese biopharmaceutical firm Sinovac. A former U.S. Olympic gymnastics coach who has ties to disgraced sports doctor Larry Nassar has died by apparent suicide after being charged with dozens of crimes, including forms of human trafficking. The attorney general for the state of Michigan announced that John Gettert's death Thursday afternoon, just hours after telling reporters the charges against Gettert include sexual assault, human trafficking, and turning his Lansing area gym into a criminal enterprise. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown. VOA News.